15.
You've got to cut for it,
Flynn whispered, and he shivered with cold in the burning heat of the midday sun.
I don't know anything about it,
Sebastian protested, yet he could see that Flynn was dying.
No more do I. But this is certain, you've got to do it soon.
Flynn's eyes had sunk into plum-coloured cavities, and the smell of his breath was that of something long dead. Staring at the leg, Sebastian had difficulty controlling his nausea. It was swollen, fat, and purple. The bullet hole was covered with a crusty black scab, but Sebastian caught a whiff of putrefaction under it, and this time his nausea came up acid sweet into the back of his throat. He swallowed it.
You've got to do it, Bessie boy.
Sebastian nodded and tentatively laid his hand on the leg. Immediately he jerked his fingers away, surprised by the heat of the skin.
You've got to do it, urged Flynn. Feel for the slug. It's not deep, just under the skin.
He felt the lump. It moved under his fingers, the size of a green acorn, in the taut, hot flesh.
It's going to hurt like bilio.
Sebastian's voice was hoarse. The rowers were resting on their oars, watching with frank curiosity, while the raft eddied and swung in the drift of the Mozambique current. Above them, the sail that Sebastian had rigged from salvage planking and canvas flapped wearily, throwing a shadow across his leg.
Mohammed, you and one other to hold the master's shoulders, two others to keep his legs still.
Flynn lay quiescent, pinioned beneath them on the slats of the deck. Sebastian knelt over him, gathering his resolve. The knife he had sharpened against the metal edge of the raft, and then scrubbed clean with coconut fibre and seawater. He had sluiced the leg also, and washed his hands until the skin tingled. Beside him on the deck stood half a coconut shell, containing perhaps an ounce of evaporated salt, scraped from the deck and the sail, ready to pack into the open wound.
Ready?
He whispered.
Ready,
grunted Flynn, and Sebastian located the lump of the bullet and drew the edge of the blade across it timidly. Flynn gasped, but human skin was tougher than Sebastian allowed. It did not part.
God damn you,
Flynn was swearing already.
Don't play with it. Cut, man, cut.
This time Sebastian slashed, and the flesh split open under the blade. He dropped the knife and drew back in horror as the infection bubbled up through the lips of the knife wound. It looked like yellow custard mixed with prune juice, and the smell of it filled his nostrils and his throat.
Go for the slug! Go for it with your fingers!
Flynn writhed beneath the men who held him.
Hurry! Hurry! I can't take much more!
Steeling himself, closing his throat against the vomit that threatened to vent at any moment, Sebastian slipped his little finger into the slit. Hooking with it for the bullet, finding it, easing it up, although tissue clung to it reluctantly, until it popped from the wound and dropped onto the deck. A fresh gush of warm poison followed it out, flowing over Sebastian's hand, and he crawled to the edge of the raft, choking and gagging.